Amazing opportunities await at several high-elevation waters along the Wasatch. We're taking a hike next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Take a hike and explore some great fishing opportunities along the Wasatch Front. Mike Slater, with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, meets us on the shoreline.
Places that we stock these Bonneville cutthroats are in a lot of the high lakes along the Wasatch Front. In fact, I don't think a lot of people even realize that there's fishing opportunities at the end of a couple mile or a couple hour hike up some of these canyons, Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons, for example. These lakes are stocked with these Bonneville cutthroat trout by airplane. There's no other way to get to them. Well, I shouldn't say that. I guess we've put them on our backs and we've carried them up an occasion or two. But we found that it's a lot easier to put them in the plane and drop them in that way. So there is a lot of places where people can go for a hike and take your fly rod or your fishing pole and go up and catch these fish in kind of a really pristine and kind of a neat area. It's definitely more popular for people just hiking and things like that. But to mention a few of them, we've got White Pine Reservoir, Red Pine, Upper Red Pine, Upper Bells Reservoir. People can Google those. They can find out where they are, the trailheads, how far it is to get up and into them, but know that there are fish available in these high lakes, and they're close to home. It does require a bit of a hike, but it's a different kind of opportunity. Again, we're not trying to make the same opportunity for everybody. We want to have a diversity. You know, somebody might want to go for a hike to get to where they want to fish, and others might want to be able to ride their bike like we talked earlier, to a close community fishery.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.